Deus in adjutorium meum intende, Domine ad adiuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they rolled the stone away? Were you there when they rolled the stone away? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they rolled the stone away? They insulted me and filled me with dread, but the Lord was at my side like a mighty warrior. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed all who dwell in the world, men both high and low, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of the soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish, and must leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age. though their name spread wide through the land. In his riches man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. They insulted me and filled me with dread, but the Lord was at my side, like a mighty warrior. Deliver me, Lord, and place me at your side. Then let whoever will lift his hand to strike me. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies, his glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for all my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers, and will never see the light anymore. In his riches, man lacks wisdom, he is like the beasts that are destroyed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Make our mouths speak your wisdom, Lord Jesus, and help us to remember that you became man and redeemed us from death, that we might merit the beauty of your light. Deliver me, Lord, and place me at your side. Then let whoever will lift his hand to strike me. You were slain, Lord, and by your blood you have ransomed us for God. O Lord our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power. For you have created all things, by your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll and break open its seals. For you were slain, with your blood you purchased for God men from every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. You were slain, Lord, and by your blood you have ransomed us for God. A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. God singled out the weak of this world to shame the strong. He chose the world's low-born and despised, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who were something, so that mankind can do no boasting before God. God it is who has given you life in Christ Jesus. He has made him our wisdom and also our justice, our sanctification, and our redemption. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because by your cross you have redeemed the world, we praise you. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it up again. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I have the power to lay down my life, and I have the power to take it up again. The Savior of mankind by dying destroyed death, and by rising again restored life. Let us humbly ask him, sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood. May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
You humbled yourself by being obedient, even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship.
Sanctify your people, redeemed by your blood.
Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, may we receive your forgiveness and mercy as we celebrate the passion and death of the Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo Gloriosa, Super omne speciosa, Vale o Valde Decora, Et pro nobis Christum exora. Hail Queen of Heaven vast, Hail Empress of Angel host, Long live the root and open gate, From whence our light arose. Rejoice, O glorious maid, Above all the saints most fair. Farewell, O fairest unsurpassed, For us, pray Christ may spare. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.